Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the order of morning prayer on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book. The text is Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Jeffrey Hemmer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What to do when the trial and the temptation seem to come not from the devil, the world, or your sinful flesh, but from God? This was Abraham's predicament. Yes, yes, as you learned in the Catechism, God tempts no one, but we pray in the sixth petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. But then tempt and test are not that different, and God clearly puts Abraham to the test. Luther says, "The verb to tempt must be particularly noted, for it is not put here needlessly, nor should it be treated as coldly as James does when he says that nobody is tempted by God. For here, Scripture plainly states that Abraham was actually tempted by God himself, not concerning a woman, gold, silver, death, or life, but concerning a contradiction in Scripture." Here, God clearly contradicts himself. For how do these statements agree? "Through Isaac shall all your descendants be named," and "take your son and sacrifice him." How can you resolve "love your neighbor" with, or "whoever says he loves God and hates his brother is a liar" with If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Is not this what Abraham is called to do? Hate his own son, the very son of promise, in order to prove that he is more faithful to the giver of the gift than to the gift, more devoted to the promiser than to the child of the promise. Don't let the systematicians ruin the contradiction. Certainly, don't fall into the apologists' trap of trying to hide the scandal from scrutiny. To our eyes and ears, this certainly seems like a contradiction that cannot be undone. And if a God who calls the patriarch of all patriarchs to sacrifice the son of the promise, the son, not Ishmael, mind you, the very son through whom Abraham's descendants would be named, through whom the promised Messiah would come, through whom all the nations of the world would be blessed, if that makes you a little uncomfortable, imagine how it must have felt to Abraham to wake Isaac up, to saddle the donkeys, to load up wood for the fire, to take his sharpest flint knife and stick it into the sheath on his hip and set out for the mountain. And then upon arriving there, to cut up the wood, place it on the altar, and bind his son, and raise the flint knife. What do you do when God is against God? How many lesser trials have caused you to question your faith, or the wisdom of belonging to a God who either seems powerless or disinterested to save his people from afflictions? The writer of Hebrews gives the solution. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac shall all your offspring be named." He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Luther again. Abraham understood the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead, and through it alone resolved the contradiction, which otherwise cannot be resolved. And his faith deserves the praise it receives from the prophets and apostles. These were his thoughts. Today I have a son, tomorrow I shall have nothing but ashes. I do not know how long they will lie scattered, but they will be brought to life again. Whether this happens while I am alive or 1,000 years after my death, for the word declares that I shall have descendants through this Isaac, even though he has been reduced to ashes. The Lord provides. A ram caught in a thicket to take the place of the boy. A lamb to be slaughtered and roasted on the spit of the cross. A sacrifice to take away sin. Contradictions only exist in this veil of tears between the fall and the resurrection. They are a deficiency not of the Lord, but of your broken logic, the loss of your original righteousness. Yes, trials hurt. Sometimes they kill, but they will not kill eternally. The pastor whose daughter on Monday was senselessly murdered shared this sentence yesterday. Through tears, we trust that she is in the arms of Jesus, who will raise her to life again. Resurrection is the solution, the only solution. not some disembodied, uncorporeal future existence, but flesh and bone, blood and bile, synapses and neurons back together, life from dust. Then you will know fully. Then all apparent contradictions will be perfectly and happily resolved. Then all trials will make sense. Then and not now. Now is the time for obedience and trust, for raising the flint knife and putting it to the necks of our doubts. God's promises are truer than your very thoughts. He has baptized you, ransomed you from the captivity of the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh. You are His, and He is yours. Always for your good, no matter appearances. He is the God not of the dead, but of the living. All the dead are alive in Him. All sadnesses, all sicknesses, all suffering, all trials and temptations, all contradictions already have their resolution in Him. Jesus died and He rose. And in baptism, you have died and you have risen with Him. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.